Good afternoon, everyone. This will take a little bit of getting used to, this new scenery here. Well, last Sabbath, Mr. Elliott asked a question. How many of you are absolutely certain that you will be in God's kingdom? And he asked for a raise of hands, and I was like, I just can't do that. I just don't have that certainty. It welled up emotions and thoughts, some uncertainty and thoughts of, am I worthy? And would it be boastful to say that I'm absolutely certain I'll be in God's kingdom? And then a scripture came to mind, you know, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Like, how certain can I be? Is it a lack of humility to be absolutely certain? And with this question, I also felt some shame. Why am I not positive that I'll be in his kingdom? Is there a lack of belief that I'm feeling? So how can I be positive and full of confidence and yet not be full of pride? So I took this to God in prayer and said, where should I be, Lord? Should I be confident and certain? And is there room for humility and some doubt? How can I be confident and humble at the same time? Show me. And over a few days in study and some scriptures came to mind that helped me address this boldness. And talking with Tracy, she gave me the final scripture that really closes this message. So the title of my message is, Can I Have Boldness to Say, With Certainty I Will Be in the Kingdom? So firstly, as I was studying, I came across things that I shouldn't boast in. And we'll look at a couple of those. And there's quite a few things in the New Testament. First was boasting about human leaders. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 1. And verse 12, now this I say, that every one of you says, I'm of Paul, and I'm of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. Right, so there's kind of like, I follow this leader. And in verse 21, it says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased I'm in the wrong chapter. 1 Corinthians 3:21. So 1 Corinthians 3:21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, or as some translations say, no man boast in men. So, you know, if we say we follow someone and that is our ticket to the kingdom, that's probably not something to boast in or glory in. And back in chapter 1, it also gives some other instruction there, not to boast in yourself, like my wisdom, my knowledge. It says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26, For you see, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty and not many noble are called. And at verse 31, it says that according as it is written, that he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. Or some versions say, let him boast in the Lord. So we can't boast in our own understanding or our own nobility or whatever it is about ourselves. And then there's the boasting in works, like I'm doing the right thing. I'm, you know, a Sabbath keeper, or I keep the holy days. Let's go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. And we'll start in verse 8. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. So there's something that we shouldn't be proud or boast in, that, you know, because of my works, I'm going to be in the kingdom. Our confidence and assurance does not come from ourselves. If we're not feeling worthy or special, that is not what matters. Christ is what matters. Without him, we can't do anything. Let's go to John 15. John 15, I just love this chapter. Verse 4 and 5, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So sometimes we can feel, you know, unworthy and uncertain. But it's that abiding in the vine, abiding in Christ and allowing him to live in you, that brings that surety and confidence. We need to be connected to him all the time. That is our boasting. That's our claim, our confidence. That he is our security and confidence that we will be in his kingdom. And in Luke 21, Christ himself, Luke 21 and verse 36, he says, watch therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things, and that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And some say in the judgment or at his coming. Now, all knees bow to Christ, but Christ says, pray that you're worthy to stand at his coming. Stand before him. That's something worth praying for. He's asking us to pray for that and have that expectation. But we can't do that without him. We need him to help us with that. Let's go to Galatians 2. Galatians 2. And we read in John 15 that when we abide in the vine and he abides in us, but in Galatians 2 and verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So there's our faith and confidence in the future. Christ living in you gives you that faith and confidence that you are going to be in the kingdom. Our future is in his hands. And that's something to be confident about. This is the confidence and assurance that Christ is the strength, not me, right? If I feel I have the ability to stand, I may fall, but it's Christ I have the confidence in. With him living in me, I have certainty I'll be in his kingdom. And there's also humility because it's not by my strength, it's his. So there we can have that confidence. And the scripture says he gives us his spirit as a guarantee or installment or proof that you will be living eternally as sons of God. We have that down payment, that promise. And the final scripture, which really synergizes with me, 1 John 4, and we'll start in verse 16 and read through to verse 19. 1 John 4, verse 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." And as Christ was subject to the Father, so Christ living in us, we are subject to the Father. We pray to him, we bow to him. Verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." So here is both humility and boldness. When Christ lives in us, it's not our strength, but his. His spirit living in us, that power and love, it's the assurance, the guarantee that we will stand boldly before the Son of Man at his coming.